This is KWBU. Is there really a difference between high art and low art? We didn't always think so. Here's David Smith with this week's edition of David and Art.
There's a scene in the 1935 Marx Brothers movie, A Night at the Opera, in which the orchestra is playing the overture to Verdi's Il Trovatore, but Harpo and Chico have secretly inserted a different song into the sheet music. When the players turn the page, they're suddenly playing Take Me Out to the Ball Game, much to the dismay of the conductor and audience. The subsequent performance descends into chaos. By the end, Groucho and the others have completely punctured the pretensions of the snooty director of the opera company and his egotistical star tenor. The hero, a modest yet more talented tenor, comes on to rescue the performance and become a star. What's really being set in opposition here is not popular entertainment like baseball against high society opera. Instead, it's the identity of opera as an art form for everyone versus it being the exclusive purview of aristocratic snobs. A century before that movie came out, the division simply didn't exist. What today are considered the highest expressions of the performing arts were then the domain of the masses. In a book entitled Highbrow, Lowbrow, The Emergence of Cultural Hierarchy in America, historian Lawrence Levine traces how institutions like opera and Shakespeare changed from being part of a broad popular culture to being only for a narrow and elite higher culture. He contends that there was once a rich, shared public culture that characterized the United States that was far less hierarchically organized than would be the case a century later. For example, he says that around the time of the Civil War, there was only a small distinction between orchestras and bands. A typical public band concert would feature music by Mendelssohn, Beethoven, and Verdi, interspersed with folk tunes, marches, and popular songs. Several historians have written about an 1869 band concert in Boston that featured Verdi's Anvil Chorus, accompanied by 100 Boston firemen pounding anvils with sledgehammers. I wish I could have seen that. Around the same time, however, a critic was complaining that if there wasn't a decided separation of drama which aims at art from those theatrical performances which only aim at amusement of a lower kind, the final disappearance of art is near at hand. It seems that many people were starting to think that to protect the decorum of art from rowdy crowds, there had to be a way of differentiating styles of performances. The transformation did indeed occur, and today those performances which are understood to be artistic have been swamped by those understood to be just entertainment. Much that is hotly celebrated today is gone tomorrow, and even though Verdi's music has survived, fewer people know it now than when it was first written, and that takes away something we can all relate to.